I'll be totally honest with you. This was not a part of the initial plan. And it's one of the best employer branding strategies we have ever made. I feel that we have tried and continue to do every single employer branding tactic in the book. We do it all. But the podcast has had such a direct impact on the employee experience and the candidate experience. So honestly, it's been shocking. Still to this day, I'm like, what? Really? People listen to this and they're impacted by it? This is a core piece of our employer branding strategy.
That is Tanum Sullivan. If you ask her, she'll tell you she's not a professional podcaster. I disagree. Her podcast is the top employer branding strategy that has contributed to attracting, engaging, and most importantly, retaining qualified talent for her employer. If you want to learn how to improve the quality of your applications and attract people who are engaged and will stick around, then you don't want to miss this episode. Welcome to Throughout the Playbook, the podcast for recruiters tired of hearing that hiring is broken and ready to do something about it. I'm your host, Rona Pierce. To understand how the podcasting idea came about, you should hear about Tanum's journey into employer branding. Her journey has been marked by transformative initiatives and impactful contributions, and honestly, by rolling up her sleeves and getting stuff done.
My name is Tanum. I am Golden Hippo's employer brand and people experience manager. I've been at Golden Hippo for 6.5 years now, so it's been a while. I think I have a pretty similar employer branding journey to others. I didn't start in employer branding. I started on the consumer side of the company. So a little bit about Golden Hippo. Golden Hippo is a direct-to-consumer marketing company. They own and operate over 20 health and wellness brands at this point. So that kind of that takes me into like how I got started in employer branding. I was on the reputation management team, which I just tell people is a very fancy way of saying I responded to customer reviews. And when I joined the company, they were about like probably like 5 or 6 years old at the time. So still fairly new-ish. And they were struggling with recruiting because people hadn't heard about Golden Hippo before because that was the employer brand didn't have any products attached to it. So with that, I created the LinkedIn profile for Golden Hippo. And then as we all know, came the other social media profiles. And then I had a mentor at the time share that, you know, hey, this is a full-time job. It's called employer branding. And about 3 years ago, when our chief people officer, Kevin, joined the company, I pitched to him why this was needed as a full-time person and why it should be me. And here we are. I now oversee the employer branding efforts.
That is amazing. And yes, that's such a common story. No one really goes to school for employer branding or for TA or starts that way.
Exactly. I often look back on my college years and I'm like, I wish someone told me HR or TA, like, I wish I knew that was an option. My degree is in communications, which I can take anywhere. But yeah, you know, I didn't know at the time. That would have been great.
So what inspired you to start podcasting as part of your employer branding strategy?
Yeah. So I'll be totally honest with you. This was not a part of the initial plan. This was not really a part of our employer branding strategy at the time. And it's also something I never saw myself doing. I would pay money to not hear my own voice. I am much more of a behind the scenes person. I'm a much more behind the scenes marketer. But Golden Hippo's like number one core value is test everything. Just test it. If it doesn't work, you don't have to keep doing it. But why not give it a go? Because you never know. Yeah, and I was incredibly, incredibly hesitant. But with that value in mind of testing everything, I thought, you know what? Let's just try. Let's just do this. And I'll be honest with you, we've been doing it for, our podcast has been live for exactly 1 year now. And it's one of the best employer branding strategies we have ever made. To see like the ROI, to see how it's helped with employee engagement as well as talent attraction, it has been huge. So this was a test that was successful and we will continue doing and implementing on. It's been a learning curve, that is for sure. Again, I'm not a I'm not really a professional podcaster. But it just goes to show that sometimes you just have to step out of your comfort zone and take that leap, and it might just work.
That is an amazing story. And had you seen anyone else do this podcasting, or was it just something that came up like, hey, let's just try this?
It literally just came up like, let's just give it a go. I know that there's a few companies that have in the past had podcasts, but not one that I haven't listened to any, got inspired by them for the employer branding podcast. I do listen to a lot of non-employer branding podcasts, but I haven't really seen a lot of other companies doing it.
Yeah, that's true. And that's part of why I'm talking to you today, because I've spoken to people who are interested in doing it, who have thought about it, but have seen that some companies have started and stopped. And it's like, did it really work? So that's why I wanted to talk to you today to share more. First, because really, it was one of the few employer branding podcasts that is still going today. And I was very excited to talk to you. So did you have any specific employer branding or like talent attraction goals when you started the podcast?
Yeah. So when we first created it, again, I was in that very just like, you know, I'm just going to test it and see what happens. So I didn't really attach a lot of goals to it. But as it's evolved over the years, we have attached a lot of goals. I would say we ideated them maybe like after the first or second episode. So some of those goals include humanizing the Golden Hippo brand. Job hunting is a shared human experience. Nearly everyone has been in that job search, job hunting process. And we all know it is one of the most exhausting and frustrating processes anyone can go through, especially with the job market that we're currently in. It can be so frustrating. So to humanize the Golden Hippo brand and to show candidates and job searchers that, hey, there's people currently employed and they're very happy with what they're doing who went through very similar feelings that you're experiencing right now. So it's like, it's just like a shared human connection that we're trying to like to bridge the gap with our candidates. And then with that, obviously attracting top talent, that's a goal that is a universal goal in all things employer branding. So we just wanted to share the company culture and values in a way that was unique and resonated with candidates. And then strengthening employee engagement. I think that has been one of the bigger takeaways from having this podcast. One, it is attracting top talent, but on the other hand, to empower our employees to share their story and how they found Golden Hippo and how they found what they love to do, that's probably been one of them like more rewarding goals, I would say. We're giving our employees a platform that they didn't have before to share their story. And well, I think we'll get into this a little bit later, but they've kind of become like little mini celebrities and I love to see it. It's just been such an honor to like see my coworkers and my teammates step into this platform and to have a space to talk about their journey. It's just been really rewarding and it really resonates with candidates as well.
And that's really one of the things that really stuck out to me about your podcast. It's all about the employees and like current employee stories. How do you go about like identifying what stories to showcase on the podcast?
Yeah, so that has been the easiest part of this entire project, which is shocking. The only employee story that I had to really search for, like actively search for, was the first episode. And that came easy because the first episode was featuring Wyatt. He's on our retail team. And he shared his Golden Hippo story on LinkedIn. And when I saw him post that, and that was like around the time when we're like, okay, we probably should just give the podcast thing a go. So I reached out to him on Slack and just, hey, do you want to share this in a different format? It'll be like a very easy, simple conversation. Pretend we're in the kitchen having a chat, you know? There's a kitchen in the Golden Hippo office, I should mention, not my own personal kitchen. So that was really the only story I had to like actively seek out. And every single story since then, which I think we're at over 12 now, we try and post a podcast once a month, people have just stepped forward like, hey, Tanum, I have a story and I want to share it. I'm like, cool, great, let's get it on the calendar. So that's just been it's been like this ripple snowball effect that I haven't had to actively seek out any of these stories because everyone has one. So it's less about searching and more about recognizing that every story is extraordinary and everybody has that story.
I'm sure it makes your job super easy that people are willing to share their stories on the podcast. How do you make sure that there's a diverse range of employee voices and perspectives represented in the podcast?
Yeah, so luckily, the Golden Hippo employee population is incredibly diverse in age, race, gender, and so on. So we already have a diverse population to begin with. So I think what has been important for me in terms of this podcast and this project was just ensuring that different departments weren't, or like the same department wasn't featured back to back. Like there was a diversity in terms of like the jobs and the departments of that person. So I just try to keep that in mind when publishing these podcasts that the same departments aren't back to back. But luckily, like ensuring that there's a different and diverse story being told from a different person has been fairly easy. So that's been good.
I'm sure it helps if the company to begin with is diverse, then you don't have to do much for that.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Have you seen any specific examples of how employee stories have impacted your TA efforts or your employee engagement?
Yes. It's been shocking. Like, I kid you not. I feel that we have tried and continue to do every single employer branding tactic in the book. We've got social media posts, we've got campaigns, we've got careers websites, updates and blogs and talent communities, and we do it all. But the podcast has had such a direct impact on the employee experience and the candidate experience. So honestly, it's been shocking. Still to this day, I'm like, what? Really? People listen to this and they're impacted by it? So it completely transformed from my mindset of, I'm just going to test this and then I'm going to see it probably doesn't work and then we'll move on, to like, oh, this is a core piece of our employer branding strategy of attracting top talent. After nearly every episode that gets published, the guests of that podcast will Slack me and say, hey, I'm getting hit up on LinkedIn because people are listening to this, and how do I respond? What do I do? And it's to this day, I'm thinking of Paula, one of our senior copywriters at Golden Hippo. She was on the podcast, I don't know, in like June or July of last year. And literally, like as recently as last week, she will send me like screenshots of candidates reaching out to her. Is it okay if I like read a few? I've got some like...
Yeah, totally fine.
Okay, cool. So a candidate, this is all from LinkedIn. A candidate reached out. I just wanted to stop by and express my gratitude for your work on the Hippo podcast. As an applicant, it was so helpful and insightful, and it made me admire the brand even more. Another one, I applied to the senior copywriter role at Golden Hippo last week, partially due to how impressed I was after listening to your interview on the Golden Hippo podcast. Another one, I listened to your episode on the Hippo pod, and I wanted to thank you for all the tips you've provided and taking the time to share how you got your start at Golden Hippo. There's another really good one. I've literally got a few. Listening to Paula's episode of the Hippo pod really inspired my application, and her advice was invaluable. So we've seen people, one, maybe not want to apply initially, listen to the podcast and then apply. And then especially for our copywriting roles where they have to send a writing test, people have submitted the test, listened to the podcast episode, and then went back and rewrote it based on the advice that our guests had given. So it's like not only equipping the candidates with knowing more about the culture, but it's improving their application. It's like and possibly improving the rate of their response. So it's been great.
That is so powerful that the employees are the ones getting featured, are the ones getting these messages. Because as we all know, candidates really, they love or hate recruiters.
Yes.
They're not going to reach out to the hiring manager directly, but they really always are going to trust what someone who they see as their peer is saying. So that's so powerful.
It really is. And our employees feel and are seeing firsthand that they're impacting someone's entire career. Like, this just goes beyond their day-to-day, which is, you know, still amazing, but they're going above and beyond to improve someone's, like, journey. And yeah, we joke, like, when our guests get hit up, like, on LinkedIn, like, do we need to get you, like, an assistant to respond to all this, like, fan mail? Like, it's been overwhelming, but in the best way possible.
And I know something you mentioned on LinkedIn when we initially connected was that you use these podcast episodes, that you're also able to repurpose the content for other channels. Can you walk us through the process to do this and just how you do it?
Totally. It would be like such a detriment if we didn't repurpose the content, because there's so many like little valuable nuggets that our employees share throughout the entire podcast that can be repurposed like indefinitely, really, if you think about it. But so obviously repurposing the content into a social media campaign is like first and foremost. Haley on my team, she is amazing. She has totally transformed the look of the HippoPod podcast. We have like a new look being unveiled for season two this year. But so she sits in on the podcast recording, takes little sound bites of that recording, and can repurpose it into weeks-long campaigns. And it's kind of like a little, it's like a thumb stopper. You know, like when you're going through LinkedIn, you want to be, you want to share content that's going to make someone stop scrolling and listen. So that like interesting little sound bite will really make someone, you know, if it's juicy or if there's like a cliffhanger at the end, someone's going to stop and want to listen to it. So definitely social media campaigns all the way through on all platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, sometimes even TikTok as well. And then Haley, while sitting in on the podcast, she transcribes a lot of like the important high level nuggets, I would say, and then turns that into a blog. So every episode lives in an audio format, but also a text format. If someone can't listen to it, you know, a 30-minute episode, they can read the blog instead. And then I guess this goes back to the social media campaign aspect, but resharing and encouraging the guests to reshare their episode on their personal platforms is huge. That's one, great for their personal brand, but also helps increase our traffic to the Golden Hippo site as well. And then most recently, we implemented a candidate relationship management system. The company is called Clinch. Little shout out to Clinch. And we are now able to really tailor email messages to certain segments of candidates. So something that we're implementing actually like as we speak, we are... So depending on what department the podcast guest is from, we are targeting people with that podcast that it aligns with the field that they're interested in, versus, you know, sharing a copywriting podcast to web developers. Like that may not align with their journey, you know? So we're able to target our web developers with a guest who's from the web development team. So that has been another the jury's still out on how that does in terms of testing, but we're literally like right in the middle of implementing that as well.
That's amazing. I know you're still testing, but I just have to think that that's going to work well, because it's not just the podcast and the story of the employee, but it's someone doing the same thing that they're doing or they're aspiring to doing. So of course, I would think that's going to work really well for you guys.
Yeah.
Is there a specific channel or format that has been like the most successful?
LinkedIn, as I'm sure, you know, a lot of people might say the same thing. We get a ton of our podcast traffic from LinkedIn. One from the campaign that Haley runs on the Golden Hippo side, but also from the resharing of the guest's personal platform as well. So that's been a huge driver of traffic to the podcast. But something else that we've done that we've seen a good return of investment on is including the podcast on different parts of our company website. So we hit our candidates with it. like on the main culture page. But then something else that we're starting to roll out with now that we have Clinch, we're able to create templates designed for that specific department. So again, we're going to be able to add and we'll be adding the podcast to like the copywriting podcast to the copywriting job page. So that way that specific candidate gets targeted with that specific content. So including it throughout the careers page, and we kind of angled it as like, you know, listen to our podcast while you're applying, like, you know, while you're taking the time to apply to our company, here's something you can listen to. So you're not doing it in silence and you're getting equipped with more information on the company if you make it through the job process.
And you're getting advice from someone who's in there, who was in the same shoes as you were at some point. So yeah, that's gold. Have you faced any challenges with using podcasting as a recruitment tool?
Yeah. So something I didn't really quite realize in the beginning, podcasting, I'm sure as you know, you have a platform. It takes time. It takes time to prepare for the interview and podcast. It takes time to edit. It takes time to get approvals from all parties before we publish it. So that was a really big learning curve for me, just to see how much time goes into the creation of a podcast. But you listen to it, and if for others who are going to listen to the podcast after this, it's not the most polished podcast. Again, I'm not a professional podcaster, but there is a lot of data out there that shows the more like genuine, rustic, you know, less produced stuff that you put out there, it probably resonates a bit more with employees than the overly produced, over the top stuff you'll put out there. Luckily, I have very basic audio editing and video editing skills. So for being a very small team, like that was something that I was able to leverage. But for this second season, we have an amazing audio editing team internally at Golden Hippo. So I was able to like professionally record the intro of the podcast versus me just in this room on this mic, just like coming up with this little introduction a year ago. But yeah, so I think in terms of like some challenges, it was, you know, just time management. I would say like the resources, like if you're a fairly small team on, you know, maybe at a small company, you're not going to have a recording booth to record a podcast out of, unfortunately, but that's just the reality. But you can make it work. Like I was able to buy this microphone on Amazon for like $15 and we recorded on Google Meet. Boom, there's a podcast. So you're able to find solutions to those challenges, I think.
Yeah, and that's something that anyone who follows my content knows. I always talk about the candidates don't want these overly produced content. All those marketing videos that cost thousands of dollars, and I've seen it at every company I've worked at. The $1,000 video where everyone flew in and there was this thing, very few views, no one talks about it. The time someone grabbed their phone and did a selfie and I edited it and put it on TikTok, wow. Everyone's like, I saw that TikTok where they were talking about this and I have questions or I want to apply because of that. No, it's like, it's the same type. Candidates are the same people that are consumers. And we know in 2024, no one is consuming overly produced content because it doesn't inspire trust. You think, oh, this is a marketing thing. This is something that they scripted. This isn't real. When you see real, not highly produced, not super edited, someone in their house with a $15 mic talking, that's what really connects people.
Exactly. And it's kind of a relief because I was dealing with the imposter syndrome. Like, I'm not a podcaster. What is happening? I'm editing this on iMovie, you know, like the imposter syndrome was real. So just to see how successful it's been with people who, I mean, and our guests included, they're not professional podcasters. You know, they work at Golden Hippo in copywriting or marketing or web development. They're not, you know, they haven't been trained in media and like how to answer these questions on a podcast. So just to see like the real life connections, those real life conversations, that's what works. I totally agree.
Were there any surprising benefits or outcomes from your podcasting than you hadn't expected?
I think just the most surprising thing beyond our employees becoming mini celebrities was just how much this piqued candidates' interests. Like, I think when I was testing it originally, you know, I'm like, are people really going to sit here and listen to this? But they do. And I think that has been one of the more surprising things that I've learned about this. And honestly, I think the podcast format is what works. I'm not going to say over video. I haven't, you know, I'm not going to do a pro and con list of like both, but with an audio-based format, if, you know, okay, let's be realistic here. Some people are applying to jobs while they're at their current job. No one's going to be opening up a video on their computer screen while they're sitting in their office to watch a video. But hey, if I put headphones in, I can listen to this little podcast in the background while I'm applying and still doing my job. So it's having that format where it's not a lot of work for the candidate to absorb all the information. It's work. So I think just to see the amount of people who mention the podcast in their interviews or reach out to the guests on LinkedIn, that's been a huge surprise for us.
A lot of the people that follow my content work at smaller companies. They maybe don't have the ability to have a full team or anything, but they do want to leverage things like a podcast and like being more present on social, because kind of like you were explaining at the beginning, if you work for a smaller company where the brand isn't as well known, you have to do things for people to know your brand. What advice would you give to companies looking to leverage podcasting for their talent attraction?
Yeah, so I have a lot of advice, but I think my biggest piece of advice is just do it. Like literally just do it. Buy this microphone for $15 on Amazon or don't. Our laptops are equipped beyond belief. You can hit record on a Google meeting or a Zoom meeting or a Teams meeting, and it will capture your audio and it will capture your video. Honestly, that is about it. That is what you need for a podcast. So it might sound like this, and I was overwhelmed by the thought of it in the beginning, I'll be honest. Like, oh, a podcast? Oh, how do I do all that? It's so simple. And platforms like Spotify, and I'm assuming iTunes as well, it doesn't cost anything to upload this audio. It doesn't cost anything to make an episode. Like, I just upload it to Spotify and then boom, done for free. Not a lot of cost has to go into this and not a lot of resources have to go into it. Like, take the advice from someone who has literally never done this before and just went for it and saw the success from it. Like, it's just as simple as recording a meeting and maybe editing some audio if needed. I think if you supply your guests with enough, I don't want to say parameters, but like with enough like guidelines, like, hey, maybe don't mention this or don't mention like any dollar signs or any like special, you know, proprietary info from the company. Beyond that, like they have their own story and you can maybe edit it a little on iMovie, which comes with like Apple laptops. I didn't even have to pay for that too. So it's possible with those limited resources. It's just a matter of doing it.
Yeah. And I'm also going to share, as we've been talking, I've been thinking, oh, there's so much that I can share, because you were saying you have Haley on your team, I believe, who like transcribes and pulls out sound bites, but there's also tools, example, what I'm using right now, Riverside, that you can record. It costs like $100 and something a year.
Oh.
You can record it. Yeah. And it also has AI where after after I finish this recording, I can tell it to generate snippets and it will pull the most important parts of the interview and create little small videos and rip. So people who do audio only podcasts also use Riverside. It's amazing what's out there. Like, and it's not that expensive. And I always share that with my email list and on LinkedIn about simple ways, because I know everyone doesn't have a 10-person team. I've been there. I've been the person with a 2-person team with 45 racks and more coming. So yeah, we all know how it works.
Yeah. Okay. I am totally going to check out Riverside after this meeting, because that is lovely.
Most of us can relate to having a small team and limited resources. That's just how it works in TA. We usually have to show ROI way before we even get a penny. And even when we do, it's still not a lot. So I want to share the tool that has been a lifesaver for me. When I speak to folks thinking of starting a podcast to attract talent, the most common question is, how do I record the podcast? You can start with tools you already have, like Zoom or Google Meet. But once you're sure you want to do a regular podcast, I recommend using Riverside FM. It's what I use to record my podcast. I love the quality of the video. But most importantly, I know nothing about audio mixing, levels, and all of that technical stuff. With Riverside, I don't have to. Normalizing audio levels is literally one click. Same goes for editing the episode, generating show notes, removing filler words and dead spaces. Literally one click. Riverside makes everything easier. Riverside isn't even sponsoring this show. But I love Riverside so much that I became an affiliate just to share the product with you. And I know you'll love it too. You can sign up for Riverside and support this show in the process by visiting throwouttheplaybook.com/Riverside. That's throwouttheplaybook.com/Riverside. If you want to connect with Tanum and check out the Golden Hippo Pod, visit the show notes for links to both. And if you want to learn more about podcasting to attract talent, next week I'm chatting with John and Lauren, who co-hosted a successful podcast for Twitter's university recruiting team. They had a totally different approach from Tanum, but were also able to see some amazing results. They reached candidates they would have never dreamt of reaching, and were even able to make hires directly from their podcast audience. We spoke in depth about data and measuring the success of your digital talent attraction strategy. You don't want to miss that episode. If you're enjoying Throughout the Playbook, leave us a 5-star review. Reviews help listeners find us. And by all means, click share and send Throughout the Playbook to someone you think might be into it. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week.